During animal health emergency situations, such as a foreign animal disease outbreak, animals and premises may need to be quarantined, and movement control measures may be needed to contain the pathogen for eradication and recovery. This just-in-time training presentation will focus on quarantine structure and terminology that may be used during animal health emergencies. A quarantine is the act of imposing restrictions on entering and leaving a premises, area, or region where disease is suspected or has been discovered. In the case of a foreign animal disease outbreak, a quarantine stops the movement of infected animals, contaminated animal products, and fomites, such as vehicles or equipment, between premises of different infection statuses. By isolating potentially exposed and confirmed infected animals and contaminated sites and objects, quarantine areas work to protect agricultural resources near the infected location, as well as resources of the community, state, region, and nation. When a quarantine is put into place, common terminology will be used and is necessary to ensure appropriate activities and levels of biosecurity are implemented. Quarantine terminology may include zone, area, and premises designations. The terminology overviewed in this presentation has been outlined in the U.S. Department of Agriculture National Center for Animal Health Emergency Management Premises and Zones Ready Reference Guide. Appropriate designations during a foreign animal disease outbreak will be determined by the incident commander. This figure shows the various zones, areas, and premises terms that may be used during an animal health quarantine situation. We will discuss each of these on the following slides. Any animal disease outbreak will begin with the suspicion or detection of the disease on a particular premises. Based on the suspicion or confirmation of a disease at a location, a premises will be designated as an infected premises, contact premises, suspect premises, at-risk premises, monitored premises, free premises, or vaccinated premises. An infected premises is a location where a presumptive positive case or confirmed positive case exists based on laboratory results, compatible clinical signs, case definition, and international standards. In general, the movement of animals, animal products such as milk and eggs, animal semen or embryos, and various fomites such as vehicles or equipment onto, out of, or within an infected premises will be prohibited unless a specific permit is approved by the incident command and appropriate biosecurity measures are used. This graphic shows the various quarantine zones and premises that may be used during an animal health emergency. The infected premises is represented by a white circle in the center of the image. A contact premises is a location with susceptible animals that may have been exposed to the foreign animal disease, either directly or indirectly. This may include exposure to animals, animal products, fomites, or people from an infected premises. The movement of animals, animal products, animal semen or embryos, and various fomites onto, out of, or within a contact premises will be prohibited unless a specific permit is approved by incident command and appropriate biosecurity measures are used. In this graphic, the contact premises are indicated in the white oval. A suspect premises is a location under investigation due to the presence of susceptible animals reported to have clinical signs compatible with the foreign animal disease. This designation is intended to be short-term, and the premises will later be redesignated following investigation. The movement of animals, animal products, animal semen or embryos, and various fomites onto, out of, or within a contact premises will be prohibited unless a specific permit is approved by incident command and appropriate biosecurity measures are used. In this graphic, the suspect premises are indicated in the white oval. At-risk premises are locations that have susceptible animals. However, none of these animals exhibit signs compatible with the foreign animal disease. The movement of animals, animal products, animal semen or embryos, and various fomites onto, out of, or within an at-risk premises may be allowed with proper biosecurity measures. a permit from Incident Command may be required. In this graphic, the at-risk premises are indicated in the white oval. Monitored premises are those that have objectively demonstrated that they do not have a positive case of the foreign animal disease, or that they do not have susceptible animals that have been exposed to or are exhibiting clinical signs compatible with the foreign animal disease. By demonstrating that this location is not an infected premises, contact premises, or suspect premises, it can then be designated as a monitored premises. Movement of animals, animal products, animal semen or embryos, and various fomites into, out of, or within monitored premises will be allowed but may require a permit and proper biosecurity practices. In this graphic, monitored premises are indicated by the white oval. A vaccinated premises is an area where emergency vaccination has been performed. This premises designation can be paired with other designations. In this graphic, vaccinated premises are indicated in the white oval. Sites that are found outside the control area and that are not considered an infected premises, contact premises, or suspect premises are designated as a free premises. Movement of animals, animal products, animal semen or embryos, and various fomites into, out of, or within free premises will be allowed but may require a permit and proper biosecurity practices. Free premises are indicated in the white oval in this graphic. The identification of a presumptive positive or confirmed positive case will lead to the establishment of particular response zones. This should occur as soon as possible after identification of the cases. Designation of these zones will be necessary to implement effective quarantine and movement controls and ensure appropriate activities and levels of biosecurity are used. Response zones will change based on surveillance and epidemiological findings as the response progresses. Quarantine zone designations that will be used during an animal disease emergency include the infected zone, buffer zone, surveillance zone, and vaccination zone. The size of these zones will be determined by many factors, including jurisdictional areas, physical boundaries, disease epidemiology, the environmental factors, including climate, and characteristics of the premises within the particular zone. The infected zone, shown in pink, is the area that immediately surrounds an infected premises. The perimeter of this zone should be at least 3 kilometers, or approximately 1.86 miles, beyond the perimeter of the presumptive or confirmed infected premises. Exact distances will depend on the disease agent present and epidemiological circumstances. The infected zone boundaries may be redefined as the response efforts progress. The buffer zone, shown in blue, is an area that immediately surrounds the infected zone or a contact premises. The perimeter of this zone should be at least 7 kilometers or approximately 4.35 miles beyond the perimeter of the infected zone. This zone may also be redefined as the disease outbreak response continues. The vaccination zone can be classified as either a containment vaccination zone or a protection vaccination zone based on the goal of vaccination activities. A containment vaccination zone is typically found within the control area, or the area encompassing the infected and buffer zones, whereas a protection vaccination zone is typically found outside of a control area. This zone designation can be secondary with other zone designations. The surveillance zone, shown in gray, is the zone outside of and along the border of the control area. The perimeter of this zone should be at least 10 kilometers or approximately 6.2 miles wide, but may be much larger. Area designations are also made for the response and include the control area and the free area. The size of these areas are determined by many factors, including jurisdictional areas, physical boundaries, disease epidemiology, environmental factors including climate, and characteristics of designated premises and response zones. The control area consists of the infected zone, shown in pink, and the buffer zone, shown in blue. The perimeter of this area should be at least 10 kilometers, approximately 6.2 miles, beyond the perimeter of the closest infected premises. The control area boundaries may be redefined as the response efforts progress. The free area consists of the area that is not included in the control area. This figure reviews how each of the quarantine zones, areas, and premises designations for an animal disease emergency relate. During an animal disease emergency, response zones, areas, and premises will be designated. It is important for responders to be familiar with these terms and the limitations imposed by each designation. For additional information on animal disease emergency response structure, consult the USDA Foreign Animal Disease Response Ready Reference Guide. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.